How do you like that? Besides all the other stuff we give to countries in the world, we give them food and medicine, countries that are our allies. We give arms and ammo. We're now in the process of distributing condom to the third world. Yep, it's in the Washington Times this morning. The General Services Administration purchased more than 475 million condoms. Can you imagine that? 475 million condoms. That's a lot of hop at the gate. I guess what we're figuring is, see, we give so much aid to these starving countries that maybe they ought to use a little birth control so that when your annual income is $52, it's generally best not to have 10 children. I can just imagine a couple of men circling some hideous rural runway deep in the bush country to meet the tribal leaders to pass out these condoms. I mean, these are people that haven't seen electricity, let alone a condom. Look at the poor boogers down there, how they live. Look at their conditions. I mean, they're washing their clothing in that muddy water.
I say, it's quite a sight you've never seen before, you know.
Hideous. None of them with any clothing on. Look at them smeared with some sort of substance that they find attractive.
I suppose getting a decent cup of tea will be out of the question, don't you?
Decent cup of tea, my God, man. Don't be lucky to find anything palatable in this godforsaken blighter of a land. Look at that poor bleeder over there. Got himself pierced in every orifice.
Something to write back to the Home Office about, eh?
Yes. All right, here we are coming in. Oh, good God, brace yourself for the heat. All right, then, man, open the door. Appears to be some sort of ritual going on. Well, look at the way they're hopping there. Do you think we'll actually be able to talk one of these people into peeling off a foil-covered condom and baking it over it?
You know, the last assignment I was on, they actually took the condoms and filled them with dung and used them to start fly farms. It was most unbelievable, like.
Really? I thought they'd probably take the condoms, put them over their ears as decorative implements. Unbelievable. Here comes the chief. Right. Take off your hat, I guess. We show some sort of respect.
Is he threatening me? Or what?
No. That's their welcome. That's their welcome. Apparently he speaks about there was a missionary through here. Huh? If you would please do the honors.
I would do the honors? You know his native tongue, man.
My name is Kuwasa. You need not fear me.
Well, Kawashi there, we was kind of wondering if maybe we could pay. See, we got here, what we got.
I say, Kawashi, let me speak to my colleague here. What we've done is come from the United States with condoms. We have here the 49mm and the 52mm size.
Perhaps we should demonstrate their usage, obviously. You see, it's a simple matter, really. You merely... Well, I guess you won't mind if I drop trowel. No one out here has any clothing. You merely... Then you unfold it. You're here, you see.
You keep it out in the sun for long, good man.
There we are. That's your way. What do you say, chief?
And what is the purpose of this ridiculous invention?
Now, the purpose, you see, is to prevent the spread of all sorts of nasty diseases and things like overpopulation of the world, eh?
Well, perhaps I shall wear one. And perhaps I can talk my tribal leaders into wearing one. But there's one man for whom that will be much too small.
And who might that be, Chief? Your Highness.
Here he comes now.
The man swinging in on the vine, then.
He's swinging in, but that is not a vine.